Amnesty International UK and Global Witness surveyed 42 top British diamond retailers and found that nearly 80% of them have no auditing procedures to combat the trade in so-called conflict diamonds. Of those surveyed, almost a third failed to provide information about their policies regarding conflict diamonds despite repeated requests. And 62% did not post any information on their websites about their policies on conflict diamonds. The survey's findings were released amid reports of continued smuggling of diamonds from West Africa to the international market. In 2003, the diamond industry signed the Kimberley Process Agreement. Its aim was to fight the growing illicit trade and to prevent smuggled diamonds from fueling wars. The industry agreed to provide guarantees on the origin of all diamonds traded or sold to show that they did not come from conflict zones. The report says trade in conflict diamonds has fueled devastating civil wars in Sierra Leone, Angola, Democratic Republic of the Congo, and Liberia, in which 4 million people died. Global Witness spokeswoman Annie Dunbar said the Kimberley process still has significant loopholes which need to be closed.
We call on governments to increase their monitoring of the diamond industry, but very importantly, we're also calling on industry to strengthen its own system of controls. The industry has a great deal of responsibility in this, and individual companies, individual retailers, so even at the retail end of the pipeline, they do have a responsibility to source their diamonds responsibly because they owe it to consumers.
Amnesty International UK and Global Witness published a special shopper's guide for diamond consumers last year. The brochure tells consumers what they need to know when they shop for diamond jewelry so they can ensure the diamonds are conflict-free. The guide is available at www.globalwitness.org. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.